Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to do profession confession, which is basically wherever you work, you know you have some sort of secret that we don't know, and you just got to tell us. Like, if there's a way to get a good deal, like, people have told us before when we've done profession confession, like, when you check into a hotel, just have a $20 bill in your hand and go, like, are there any upgrades? And then all
no
of a sudden.
No way.
And
Thank you. For free? Well, no.
Supposedly it does work.
$20.
For $20?
But I mean, if you're trying to stay at, like, a nice hotel, $20's not going to do it.
Right. No, it has to be more than that. I have a friend who lives in Vegas who is constantly giving money to, like,
and does it work
every single time?
Is this the person we all think it is? Okay, interesting.
I bet there's industries like that where you expect that they get tips, but they probably don't get a lot of tips because people assume other people. So I bet it would get you further if you just give them. Because I worked in a golf club for a long time, and it was a membership golf club. So nobody tipped us.
Nobody brings money.
They already pay a membership for it. So if somebody did come with a 20, like, I would have let them do anything.
Anything at all.
What was the one? The Uber Eats. Okay, whatever. It was a story about, I don't remember if it was Uber Eats, but it was.
Or Postmates.
Yeah,
or Postmates,
whatever.
Same company now. Grubhub.
The drivers have basically come out and said, yeah, we're eating your fries.
Okay, but have you noticed?
Like,
that in, like, the last, what, year to 6 months, your bags are usually, there's a sticker closing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them, like Jersey Mike's and some of the places, do seal the bag.
I love that. I love when the bag is sealed. Really gets me going.
If it's not, help yourself to a couple fries. It's fine.
If I order Five Guys, go ahead and have some. There's plenty.
Yeah.
Because
then they might crash because they're, like, holding them from the sky, you know?
I hate the tape on the stuff. I hate, the tape's okay. The staples are bad because I feel like the staples just fall into the bag. Have you ever had that where the bag is stapled closed?
Not really, T-Hack. I'm going to be honest with you.
It happens. Sonic, I'm looking at you.
Oh. They staple the bag.
It closed, and it's like you're performing surgery to get the staple. Otherwise, it's just going to fall into the bag.
And you're afraid you're going to be
closed. No, or you just rip the bag and it stays on the one half.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall in. It stays in the bag.
I need the whole bag. It's a big bag. Oh, it's full up to the brim.
It's fairly obvious that he's eating at such a pace he's not going to notice if he forks down a staple. He's just sitting there going, like you're getting after it. I read one that I wanna tell to Erica.
What?
I've actually known people who did this for a living. I know your dog just got his
weeby
snipped a little bit.
Yeah, he's getting picked up in a few minutes here.
Okay. It's a true fact that vet techs and different things, and I've seen it at Moxie's vet. If they don't have anything to do and your dog's not an a-hole, they essentially, and I don't mean this in a weird way, make out with your dog. They love dogs so much. Mm-hmm. Like, we always picture it like they did the surgery and they throw them in that cage and they're just waiting for you and they're just sad. And
you're really making me feel good right now. Thank
you. That's not what happens. I'm telling you, Swanson is so stinking cute. He's getting snuggled right now. I swear.
That makes me happy. He peed on the floor 4 times in the vet this morning because
Swanson's in a cage crying.
No, they love him. They always go, I wear these shoes on purpose. Because then they get peed on and I don't care. I know.
That's the profession confession from vet techs. They're just like, if your dog is cool.
They are truly, vet techs are amazing humans.
Yeah.
Like
your dog's not, if you think your dog's in a cage, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just.
I mean, they still definitely performed the surgery. He's not thrilled, but he's not terrible.
It's not as bad as you think. Yeah. They're not mean to your dog, back
right?
Is the point?
No. Why would you ever take your dog to a vet where you think they are mean to them?
No, or just like not even mean, but just like
they're
unattentive.
Not lonely. Yeah. Right,
yes,
right, okay.
Your dogs are getting like the first time I took Moxie to an appointment, like she made up half the nicknames that I now call Moxie. She was like, who's a little cop? I see him. Who's a moxinator? Who's a moxidoodle? I was like, what are you? what? And it was so awesome. I was like, God, that made me happy. Anyway, if you've got some sort of, if you can give us a pro tip or something we don't know about your job, we call them profession confessions. 303-222-5423.
When I worked at the aforementioned golf club, part of it was we would clean the clubs and people would store their clubs there or in their carts. And so when we were done, we would gather up the best driver.
No, you would not.
The best putting. Yeah. The best putter, the best chipping wedge. From, and we would go out and play a couple holes.
You'd make your boys. And you would make your own set of
yeah, and then clean them and put them back.
Wow,
no one ever knows.
Hoped you put them back in the right one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, of course. For a kid who just wants to play a couple holes, like, and you're staring at all the nice golf clubs. Of course, you're gonna do it.
That's not cool.
We still cleaned it.
Yeah, but if you, what would happen if you broke a shaft?
He didn't think about that.
I didn't. No, I didn't know that was possible.
Were you, no, my son just.
Are you
broke
talking about
one.
The golf club?
Okay.
All right. Oh gosh.
Swanson? There's another one.
So dangerous.
That I want to, like. I think we should get fast food workers to call, because I found another story about, like, there was this whole thing about things fast food workers want you to know, and the one that Tiak and I are in a disagreement about. If you work at a drive through, the fast food workers hate you if you're coming to order for your office.
Well, yeah, I don't think that belongs in a drive through.
Thank you. And Tiak's like, well, what's the difference?
Yeah, what is it? Genuinely, what's the difference?
Hold them ahead. Give them a little notice.
Yeah.
You have like
a or go inside where there's 18 lanes, yeah. not
the
one.
Wendy's ahead. Okay. Like, what? This is a fast food drive.
You can do it. You can do it. Order online.
Then go in.
Then go in, because then there's five lanes and you're only holding up one lane.
But half the time at the drive thru, they tell you to park and they bring it out to you. Right?
Well, they probably don't want to bring it out to you if you're in the drive-thru.
And they don't, you're also holding up that one person is in charge of a whole bunch of people, and you're going, all right, first, the number 7 with no pickles. And it's like, dude, this isn't, you don't order for 40 people there, because there's, that line has to move, right?
They're on a timer. Don't you ever pull up to that last window and you see the timer and it's like, average time today, and it's like green, yellow, or red?
No, I haven't actually.
I've never seen that.
What? Where was I?
Taco
I don't
Bell.
Go through... No, I always order from home if I'm having Taco Bell.
She calls it in.
I must have been getting a coffee or something.
I've seen it at Taco Bell, where it's like, and I'm just, oh, my mind is flashing in the red.
Yeah.
See, I just thought the order just comes in the same, whether it's in the fast food in the drive-thru or the inside. It's still just a big order.
But you're wasting valuable time.
You're sitting at that last window.
Yep. And you're just okay. You're ruining everything. If you're ordering for if there's 4 people in your car, you can order for 4 people. But if you're ordering for 15 people, go inside.
Okay. All right.
See, he's open. He's open-minded to changing. Yeah.
What if my order looks like the order of a group of 15?
Totally different. Go for it, man. All right. If you have some sort of confession from your job, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing profession confessions, and we're just going to read a bunch of texts here and mostly talk about everything that makes TAC unhappy.
What?
No, why? I mean, you as a DJ, not the kind on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Like in a club, playing music.
Are we allowed to approach you at all? Because it feels like...
So I don't know. I've always been very anti-request because it feels like I am being paid, and there's such a hierarchy of the music the owner wants, the bartender's like there's all these things happening that as you showing up, you just don't realize that. So you're like, why aren't you playing more country? It's like, because the owner will never have me back. It's way more layered than that. But lately, I kind of miss being approached, because now it's gotten so bad. People see these videos online, I think. They just put a request on the phone and then they just hold it up.
Yep.
And they don't even engage with you.
You're not even human at that point.
Yeah, they're just standing there.
I do that all the time.
That's rude.
But is it, I think it's funny.
It's like viral from like Diplo sets and stuff.
I can't even see it. My eyes are too bad. So I always have to tell them I can't see that. And then I have, I'm like, come up here. And half the time they don't or they do. And then they feel,
because they just wanted a video of themselves doing it. Somebody else is filming them doing it. Probably.
No. I get it's just like, would you do that to the bartender? Would you just be like, vodka crayon and just hold it up?
I might if it's loud and they can't hear me.
If it's loud enough, that's genius. Bartenders, please call us and tell us if that would suck.
We're humans.
Exactly. I'm just trying to be nice. Well, and most
then
of
just
the
have fun.
So hold on. Do you want a request then? Or
I don't know.
Want
that's why I'm torn. Now it's like, well, this is worse. I wanted people to leave me alone, but now they're leaving me alone to the point where they're just...
Okay, like, that feels like a you problem.
But what I was like going to say is, no matter what, the profession confession that I have for you is, no matter how big you think the event is that you're having that day, everyone else is also having a kind of a thing. So just shut up. Right?
Yeah, I would
like
agree
just
with that.
Just go to a bar that has touch tunes and then you can pick the songs. But they all come up to TX and they're like, no, you don't understand. It's a bachelorette party. It's like, okay, I'm definitely going to just jettison the fun time that's being had so I can play Barbie Girl for you and your stupid friends.
That would just amplify the space.
Depends on the bar, for sure.
You're not the only bachelorette party
Correct.
Either. There's six of them right over there. They're all, you can see, they're all in black, just like you guys. They're all in black and the bride's in white.
Come on, we wear different colors.
Okay, so read some of the texts.
This one might make Slacker upset. When you're buying a higher-end refrigerator, as Slacker says, he is a, what is it? A Sub-Zero?
I have a Sub-Zero.
Yes.
You're basically only paying for fancier doors. Most of the inner workings are the same with just a different door configuration.
Oh,
what?
My
I don't know how to
God.
Say this, but somebody told me that after. I moved into this house and it already has a Sub-Zero. So
oh,
I didn't
okay.
go buy one.
Okay, that's
but
fair.
But like, it's, then I bought a Whirlpool or something for my garage and it's 50 times better of a refrigerator than my Sub-Zero.
And it doesn't lock.
It doesn't do it. It's just, sorry. It's just my Sub-Zero refrigerator. Also, because it's Sub-Zero, costs thousands of dollars every time something's mm-hmm. broken.
Oh, no.
It's okay. like the worst in the world.
We got one text from a nurse, and okay. she says, be nice to your nurse, because, okay, there's a bit of a typo, but basically, if you're nice to us, we'll bend over backwards and get you an appointment sooner than what you have. Or when we need to reschedule, we'll get you in right away. It pays to be nice to us. Otherwise, you're going to the end of the list.
I was thinking the same thing with flight attendants. Oh, every single flight my mom goes on, she brings a Costco-sized bag of chocolate truffles. Just to be nice, because she used to work.
To the flight attendants?
She used to work in the airline industry, and she knows how pieces
people are.
And
what happens to her?
They always come up and just like, even just say thank you or whatever. They'll find her seat, come up to her, say thank you, maybe give her a free drink.
Oh my
like,
God.
They just hold up their phone. It's just, thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.